Well, this is happening all over the place. Happens in U.S. I saw it happen when I was in the schools. It isn't just the schools doing it. Everybody does it. The general philosophy is, if you can't get people to obey, lower your standards. It's a philosophy that affects an awful lot of parents. If the kid's really, really difficult, constantly contrary or argumentative, well, lower your standards. Don't discipline him until he knifes somebody. Anything short of that, ignore it. Pick your battles. Well, here's a classic example of Britain picking their battles. Britain, I don't know. The Brits have... All right. I won't say anything. But Brit is not too far from brat. I mean, it's a vile away. A British secondary school instituted a new discipline policy. Now, this is their stab at being tough. It will allow students to swear at teachers as long as they don't do it more than 5 times per classroom period. Eh? We got our standards. According to the London's Daily Mail, I guess that's one of their major papers, a running tally of how many times, I won't allude to the word, but it's the big bomber, or its derivatives has been used by the kid will be kept on the blackboard. So if that kid cusses you out, you got that trusty piece of chalk. And you go up there and you say, I'm not putting up with this. And you make a mark on a blackboard. That'll show that kid who's in charge. He'll learn a valuable lesson about authority. He sure will. And if, hey, if it were me, I'd make a big mark. I'd have a big one, 2-3 inches long, and show him this is no wuss he's dealing with. If, now here's where the consequences come in. All right. Now, even the Brits have consequences. If a class exceeds the limit, well, figure you got, say, 26 kids in a classroom. You're allowed 5 per kid. That's 130 times in a classroom period you could be cussed at. If a classroom period is 46 minutes, 130 times, hey, you're getting cussed at about every 22 seconds. Is that cool or what? I'll tell you what, though. The consequences are coming. These kids are going to find out. If the class exceeds the limit, they will be expelled? No. Given a writing assignment? No. Told to put their head down? No. You just cussed at it. You get cussed at it if you try to get them to do that. No, they will be spoken to. That's right, spoken to. And hopefully without cuss words, at the end of the class. Weaver's School in Northamptonshire says the new policy, they ought to change the name of that city to Northamptonshire, says the new policy will improve student behavior. Of course it will. Some ideas are so stupid, only intellectuals could actually believe it. It will improve behavior if we say, well, we know you're going to cuss. We know you're going to take drugs. We know you're going to get physical. We know you're going to drink. We know you're going to drink and drive. So no more than 5 drugs per period. Headmaster Alan Large said, quote, the reality is that the F word is part of these adults' everyday language, these young adults' everyday language. You know, Mr. Large, there's a certain other bunch of realities that is probably part of their lives, too. How about if they used words that attacked race, huh? Or gender? Could you let them use those? Is that the reality? How about if they trash Christians? Well, that's probably okay, huh? Yeah, that's probably all right. How about if the reality is that 37% of them smoke dope? Are you going to allow them kind of smoke dope in your class? I don't, for the life of me, understand how anybody can think like this. You have to abandon common sense. You have to abandon even the slightest sliver of understanding reality and human nature. You have to be, you know what you have to be? Desperate. You got to be desperate. You got to look at this and say, We can't get this under control. So about the only thing we can do is yield to it, compromise. That'll work. See, we'll take the forbidden fruit out of the whole thing, and then if they don't get in trouble for cussing, especially cussing the teachers, well, then they won't want to do it anymore. That's a good one. Hey, let's try that with driving, all right? You're not going to get in trouble for speeding anymore. You can go 85, 90, 100 miles an hour if you want. You're not going to get in any trouble for speeding, because this way it'll make everybody go 60 miles an hour, because there won't be any excitement in going 75 anymore. And let's just see if everybody slows down. Let's just do a little experiment 1 month from now, and we'll tally and see how many folks are going 60 miles an hour now because they're saying to themselves, well, you know, you can go 100 miles an hour, so I might as well just, you know, tone it back down, because there's certainly no stimulation in doing that, huh? I can only hope that people realize how dumb this actually is. And in realizing that, they go back the other direction real fast.